When you finally discover what's insane to you is normal to everyone else, you're forced to become a writer. And there's no end to it. And you might have to write for decades before stumbling into a world of your own invention, with its own oxygen, its own myths. And that's when the old world's recognition comes knocking, eager to enter the new space that you've opened. And now everyone wants in. And there it all is, arrived at your front door, the old world's smiling faces that once eye-rolled you, now offering its shadow success and trivial rewards. But it's too late, too little. You've invented a place of your own from thin air, richer than any of that shit. For years, like a lot of my friends, they invested in property, and I always used to joke, I don't care for property, I just want intellectual property. That's my investment. And I hate the word intellectual before the word property, but it almost feels more like fun property. I'm investing in fun property or imaginative property. Those sorts of properties, magical properties, that's what I like. So yeah, I invested in magical properties for a long time, just thin air, the own crap in my head that I enjoyed, and that was home to me. That was my home. And wherever I was, I'd write. I'd try and make the world semi-normal for myself, a little bit more homely for myself by writing my way into the world, then writing my way out of it, back in, back out. Almost felt like sewing or knitting. Yeah, for a long time I did that. I was just writing my own worlds, and I self-published a lot of these little homes, these little worlds that I made, and some of them had some sort of moderate success and found a small audience. But when I wrote Mum's Book, that kind of took off. It sold 4,000 copies in just over a month, which was nuts. Like, I'd never sold that many books so quickly. And it made me think, what's about bestsellers? What the fuck is a bestseller? And the definition is like 5,000 books or something. And I wondered about the age of people who are bestsellers, and all the bestsellers seem to be pretty young. And I looked it up, and it was actually the average age for a best-selling book is written by an author between 48 and 52. And I thought, oh, thank you. Finally, there's a statistic that makes sense, because there's so much of a focus on anyone 35 and younger that's all you hear about. You just hear about these young people getting, just living their dream. And it's like, how can they be writing stuff that's without having lived a life? Like, how, sure, like there's talent and all that sort of stuff, but you have to actually kind of exist for a bit. I always thought that I got better at writing by cheating, by getting older. And I kind of feel like it's easier to, I can call bullshit much quicker than I could 10 years ago, 20 years ago. And even then, my bullshit detector is still pretty average. It's still a bit bullshit. Yeah, and it always surprises me when I see these authors in their late 20s or even 30s writing self-help books or how-to books. It didn't make sense. And I've read some of them, they just sound like regurgitated ideas from people who are much older than them. But some of them are getting published by really big publishers. And I was like, it's not out of jealousy or anything. It's like, you just haven't lived enough life. I remember when I was 20, I didn't get into VCA because they said you hadn't lived enough life. And I was really sort of affronted by that and indignant, and I felt pissed off. I was like, how dare they? I'm 20 and I've had a crazy childhood. I've lived life. But then you go at me now at the age of 49, I go, okay, yeah, I get it. I was forced to read the book 100,000 pages long called How to Be Patient. And now only stuff is starting to work for me at the age of 49 in terms of finding an audience that's bigger than my other books, or wider, bigger, I don't know, wider, one of those will do. But yeah, I did a bit of research into it, these ages of authors who had found this best-selling success. And I did it by genre, and I thought that was interesting. Horror seems to be the youngest author age when most best-selling authors find success. So there's like the average is around 40, and then it goes into a sort of romance and then mystery and thriller, and then the oldest Author age is self-help, which is kind of 50. So it can sort of goes from 40 to 50. And a lot of my stuff is my poetry is almost borderline self-help. I've always read books that, and I've always been attracted to books that brought me a sense of relief. Like, I love self-help books in my 20s. Like, I was like, I want to try and make sense of this world. But I thought they were too didactic, they felt a bit mental, a lot of self-help books. But I found poetry was a better version of self-help for me when I was reading a lot of poetry in my 30s. And the stuff that really resonated with me gave me a sense of, like, a tremendous sense of relief. I felt sane reading it. So I wanted to write poetry that brought me a sense of relief. Not deliberately, but that's what I was ended up writing by accident, because that's what I needed to read. I'm not saying my stuff's a bestseller, but it sold, selling 4,000 books in a month or something is on its, with the Mum book, is on its way to something like that, I think. I don't know. But it fascinates me how there's so much media around anyone under 35, like all these strange achievements as writers that they get. I just thought I was really late to the party. I thought, I'm 50, I'm just really late to this party. But then I found out a lot of the average age for first-time authors who are published by a mainstream publisher is around 35 or so. And so I went, okay, so that's what I'm getting confused with. A lot of these authors who get all this publicity, they're in their like 35 and younger, it's just because they've published their first book. And it's not, and very few of those authors become bestsellers or resonate wildly and widely. There's some of those authors do. Some of those authors achieve crazy sales and all that sort of shit. But it's rare that I'll read a statistic and it makes sense to me from my lived experience. And that's the first time I've read a stat where I've gone, that makes sense. Mostly because I can relate to it, but also because I don't think I've ever read a book by anyone younger than me that I could relate to. And that's always been for me, it's always been my go-to, is that if I read a book by someone younger than me, I'm probably not going to listen intensely. I've always tried to read authors who are at least 10 years older than me, just simply because I've lived. Could be written by a plumber. They'll know more than me. It's just true. If you don't even have to be a writer. I think, a lot of writers just don't live life. And I know that I've fallen into that pattern in the last 4 years since taking up writing full time. I'm not living life anymore. I'm just writing. But I'm glad that I've lived long enough to be able to draw on a shitload of experience of just actually existing in the world and living the dull-assed, interesting, sometimes interesting life of living in different places and all that sort of shit. You don't have to be a writer living in an attic in Paris under moonlight or drinking beers in Mexico or join a cult to have interesting life experience. All you need to do is survive the vast, boring parts of yourself, day, night, years, decades, and that's when the interesting stuff happens. I'm always suspicious of writers who insert themselves or get into a story deliberately to write, and there's a lot of younger writers who I notice who actively search for a story to get into. Even Bukowski was kind of sort of admitted that he deliberately, he didn't deliberately, but his drunk self would often get him into stories. Isn't that meme? No interesting story started with a salad? Something like that. But it's true. There's, drunken behavior can create interesting stories. But I'm finding this weird thing interesting, that these books that have widely sold are often written by people sort of between late 40s to early 50s at the least. Like Eckhart Tolle, Power of Now, he wrote that in his late 40s, and he has this really interesting story about just not wanting to exist in the world through his 20s and sitting on a park bench and saying how, and this is decades of 15, 20 years before he wrote that, his first breakout book. Yeah, writing Mum's book, you earn it. You earn the life experience. You earn it. And part of me, my 30-year-old self, would love the idea that it's happened. Now at the age of 50, the stuff that comes along with that isn't as interesting to me now as the world that I've been creating. If when I was 30, I would have been more interested in the stuff that came along with that. And of course, there'll be a story that comes along and weird life, interesting life experience that comes along with having a book that sells well. But it's a story that's been done a lot by, and a lot of writers have lived that story. So it would have been written about. But yeah, at the age of 50, now it's almost like, oh, there's not enough really real time left now to enjoy any bullshit success that arrives. And the true success is the world that I, or writer, or anyone who does stumble into their own world eventually after years of plugging away at, that actually ends up becoming the weird true success. Yeah, as you get older, you don't, all the stuff of the world becomes almost trivial and almost nothing, because you know that you're running out of time and you know it means nothing. And it's funny, it's like life balances itself out. It's like, so now you don't really need it. Now I'll give it to you, says life. Life gives you what you no longer need. But when you both need it, it won't give it to you. It's like, it really is that counterintuitive. As soon as you're grasping at something, you don't get it. But when you go, I don't need it anymore, then that's when you create your own magic, your own world. And you're rewarded for it, but you no longer need that reward. The reward is in the writing, as the old cliche goes. But if you'd like to leave a review for this on Spotify or Apple or a comment on YouTube, I'd love it. Cheers.